defeat their God. You fought for me when some fight for their God. Jesus, you know they use me fair.
For the God, oh Jesus, you know they use. You are the God of trust in you.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord Jehovah, you.
I trust
in you.
Sing again.
I believe, oh
you. I trust
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to this very special time in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for His faithfulness. Father, we are thankful for the wonderful opportunity to celebrate this day. We know that the heavens are open over us. We know this because this is an appointed time. And Lord, oh God, we have come to this appointed time to meet with you, a God who not only makes appointments, but establishes his people in his divine pleasure. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for all that we are going to receive of your Spirit tonight and in the nights to come. We come before you in humility. We repent before you for all of the errors, the sins, the transgressions, the iniquities, and everything that has not been in proper order. And today we thank you, Lord, that all things about our lives will be aligned to your perfect will, and we will come into the rest that you have ordained. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, before I continue, we are going to hear the blowing of the shofar. When a king comes in, the shofar or the trumpet is blown. The King of Kings is in this house, and his kingdom will come, and his purposes will be established in us. Amen? Amen. Let us hear the blowing of the trumpet of the shofar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everything we do according to the word of the Lord. This feast, Rosh Hashanah, is not a Jewish holiday. It is a festival of the Lord. There are different feasts throughout the year, 7, that are appointed Moedim times, that God says, at this particular time, I am going to look in a focused manner at you. I see all things, but these are going to be focused times. Amen? These are times that I'm going to point the torchlight, not for the benefit of God, but for our benefit. Hallelujah. And Rosh Hashanah is believed to be the day of the creation of man, traditionally. In rabbinic tradition, they believe that this day, on Rosh Hashanah, God created Adam and Eve. Praise the Lord. And if that is the case, if God created Adam and Eve on this day, we must remember the purpose behind why God created man. He himself said, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. And then the word of God tells us that God declared certain things about that man that he wanted accomplished. For example, the Word of God says in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 through 28, the Word of God says this. He says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have what? Over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God did what? Bless them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. It's interesting that the Word of God says man shall have dominion over the fish. That means that which is in the waters, in the sea. Yeah? And over the fowl of the air, that which reigns in the atmosphere, in the heavens. Right? And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So, sea, air, land. Those are the dimensions. So, God is saying, I want you to have dominion over those realms. Is somebody listening? He says, have dominion, take charge, be in control. That's what God has called us to do. Why? Because the first world, because remember the Word of God says, God said to replenish the earth. The first world had been destroyed. And God says, replenish. In other words, put everything back. Hello? Are you with me so far? Put everything back. Replenish it. And while you replenishing it, understand that part of that is you being fruitful, multiplying, replenishing the earth, and what? Subduing it. Put it under control. In other words, if God says subdue it, it means that things might rebel against what the man wants to do. So put it under control. Are you with me? Well, the same is true for us today that are born again of the Spirit of God. God has anointed us and he's saying, subdue it. Have authority. I'm giving you authority to put things under control. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, that is part of our assignment, the people that God has created. God is saying, I want you to take charge of your world. Unfortunately, we've not done so. That man that God said, subdue whatever it is that is operating in the land realm, is deceived by something that was creeping in the land realm. Something that came from the waters and came from the air. Operated through the land and man was defeated. And Jesus Christ, our Lord, came to reverse that. He came to the land, defeated the enemy in the land, went under, defeated the enemy there, and rose, defeating the enemy heading out. Hallelujah. And he says, I'm coming back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But before I come back, I'm going to give you that same Holy Spirit that brooded upon the waters that caused man to begin to speak when man was created. The first words out of the mouth of God was, let there be light. But it was not just about a cosmic light, a spiritual light that was being released into the atmosphere to bring about change. God was proclaiming the birthing of the man that was going to create on the sixth day, because that same man, he says, is the light of the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. God finishes and starts, and then he starts and he finishes. And God has a plan and a purpose for us. And what is that man supposed to do? That man is supposed to, the first assignment of that man was to speak. Because the word of God says, God said to the man, as he brought animals to the man, he said, what will you call this? What will you call that? What will you call that? And what will you call that? And whatever the man said, God agreed with and said, that's the name of it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now that leads me to this. You see, the God we serve is a God of plan and purpose. You've heard me say many times before that I don't preach sermons. I bring forth the message of the Lord. Now, if I'm bringing forth the message of the Lord, it must mean then that it has nothing to do with me. The strategy of what I'm going to preach and when I'm going to preach it and how I'm going to preach it. Everything has to do with what God is saying. And the amazing thing about it, you've heard me say it before, since the very first day I started preaching the word of the Lord, I've been preaching one message. How many of you heard me say that before? Well, because whatever it is I'm saying, each one hooks onto the other. And you can go back as far as you can go and listen to every message from as far as you can. And listen and find out, oh, this message is connected to this one, and this message is connected to the next one, and that one is connected to the next one, and I'm not that smart. It is the doing of the Lord. So last week we talked about idle words. How many of you remember that? We talked about words, and then I left a particular aspect. I said, this one about idle words I'm going to leave for the evening. And some of you, okay, I'm not going to say what I wanted to say, but I will say this. Some of you were smart enough to come and listen in the evening. But thank God for mercy. Someone say, thank God for mercy. Say it again, thank God for mercy. Say one more time, thank God for mercy. I'm going to repeat something about what I said in the evening, because it's connected to where we are going. Amen? Now, the word, when God says in Matthew 12 and verse 36, the word of God says in Matthew 12 and verse 36, he says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. The interesting thing about it is that it says that every idle word that men shall speak. That's interesting, because when it talks about the word idle there, it's talking about every unemployed word. Every lazy word that men shall speak. Now, what does that mean? To add to what we talked about, God has filled you and I with his word. When God breathed into us, he breathed into us his word. And that word that he breathed into us that caused us to believe in souls or speaking spirits, Genesis 1, Genesis 2, Genesis 3. Speaking spirits are words that have been engaged in God in the heavens. So, every word that God has placed inside of you is an employed word. Every word of God inside of you that God breathed into you is already engaged with God. So when God says, speaking unemployed or idle words, words that have not been engaged, it's talking about you and I saying things that God did not say. You with me? If God said it, I am to say the same thing, agos. A word that is employed, a word that is engaged. Just like you'll engage your transmission and your vehicle will move rather than idle. Huh? That makes sense? When you start your car and the engine is running and you are not going anywhere, your car is idling. When you engage the transmission will then transmit you. Praise the Lord. And God is saying, if you are speaking things that are not engaging you or moving you, you are speaking idle words. You're not saying the words that I have put inside of you that you can say that will move your life in the right direction. You've got to say what God has already said. But what do we say? We are always saying things based on our natural perspective that have no dominion over the things in the air, the land, or the sea. We speak in the language of the enemy, rehearsing whatever it is that the enemy has engaged in its realm. And so we are not binding or loosen. But the position that God has called us to is a position of power. Someone say, the position of power. Amen. The authority of God. The authority of God. He says, I created you in my image and my likeness so that you can do what I do. And what does God do? He speaks. And what God says is what is. Praise the Lord. Now we face challenges in the natural realm because many times we do not see ourselves as representatives of the living God in the earth. But you are a representative. And as a representative of the living God, you are not called to confirm the wickedness of the world. Hello? Was the earth all messed up? Is our government all messed up? Are people all messed up? And God said, oh, the people are so messed up. No, he says, we're going to solve this problem. And God has left you and I in the earth to solve problems. He says, occupy till I what? Come. If you're an occupying force, hey, listen. If you're an occupying force, are you under or above? Wow. If a foreign army comes into this country and they become an occupying force, that means that the force that was here has been subdued and is now under the authority and the control of the occupying force. Yeah? Oh, so the Lord says, occupy till I come. Meaning, I have overcome, take charge. Until I come. And if things are falling apart, well, it is not because of God. It's because we have not known our authority and we're not exercising our authority because we've not employed the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord says to us that we can bind and we can loose, and that the gates of hell will not prevail over the church. Is that not so? Well, then we need to re-engage with that word and say, God, your word says I'm going to give an account. Why am I giving an account? Because I am responsible. What did you do with my word? Did you keep it aside, or did you engage it as it relates to your marriage, as it relates to your family, as it relates to your finances, as it relates to your business, as it relates to your relationships, as it relates to your city, as it relates to your country, as it relates to life? Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Is that what I believe? Amen. So if that's what I believe, why am I griping through life? The problem many times is not that we don't pray. We pray a lot of prayers. But sometimes our prayers are prayers of unbelief. So what do you mean by that? We're asking God to give us what he has already given to us. When God is saying, thank me, receive, we're asking God. If you have a child that's growing up in your house, you start out by feeding that child, and the child grows. You come to the stage where you say, can I have this? And the mom or the dad goes into the fridge and gives them whatever it is that they want. But if they are 20 and they're still asking, can I have that? And they are 40 and they're still asking, can I have that? And they are 80 and they're still asking, can I have that? How connected are they to the family? Well, if you're part of the family of God, you understand that your relationship with God changes as you grow. That you go from asking to the place of exercising your authority and becoming that which honors your father and your mother, because you are taking responsibility. When we are asking God to do certain things and not recognizing that we've been authorized already, we're not taking responsibility. We're continuing to be babes. But our place of authority changes how we move. The Word of God says, in him we live, we move, and we have our being in him. The more you know who you are in him, the less of the world and the ways of the world you practice. Now, the person who does not understand you might think, oh, that you've been arrogant. Who do you think you are? You think you are God? Well, the Lord God Almighty said, I'm going to create you in my image and in my likeness. Does not mean that I'm God. It means that I'm acting like the one who birthed me. Because God gives birth to God. just like goats give birth to goats. Now, some people right now will freak out at what I just said. Heresy, heresy, heresy. But it is the truth. It is my natural mind that limits me. When I begin to recognize, excuse me, that God says in the Gospel of John, chapter 1 and verse 12, as many as believed him, to them he gave the authority, the exousia. He gave them power, exousia, to become. Somebody say, to become. Sons of God. So if they are to become, they are not yet. They're going to grow through a process to become that. Have that authority as sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But the word of God continues, says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are not becoming, they are. Someone say, they are. You're not becoming, you are. You're a son of God. Hallelujah. You're given authority to become. But when you are led by the Spirit of God, you are. Praise the God. Hallelujah. You are the son of God. Those who are becoming the sons of God, the word of God says they were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. God willed, some say, God willed that I become a son of God. And I therefore will obey and align myself to what that means. A son of God, led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? When the Lord commissioned, as he has year after year, to come to this day, he said, I want my people to declare, Lord, remember me. So say that, Lord, remember me. Say it again, Lord, remember me. One more time, Lord, remember me. Praise the Lord. Now, this is Rosh Hashanah. It has so many meanings. And the next few days, we are going to explore those meanings. But one of the meanings is about the remembrance of God in two senses. One, me remembering God, and God remembering me. It is the Feast of Trumpets. And I would like to just address that just a little bit before I go further. So far, I've addressed the fact that it is the time that God created man and why God created man, and how God intended for man to function under this grace as a son, as a God person. Hallelujah. And we'll talk about that a little bit some more. But before we go deeper, at the very beginning, before I began sharing the word of God, we had the blowing of the shofar. Why did we blow the shofar? What does God intend? Why does God call it the Feast of Trumpets? The Feast of Trumpets is the new year. Hello? It's the new year. And I believe deep within me that the Lord is going to come back during the fall season. You say, why do you say that? Because this feast is the Feast of Trumpets. Hallelujah. And as the blast of the trumpet, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be what? We shall be what? We shall be what? Changed. Yeah? We changed. We transformed. We are raptured. Hallelujah. We are raptured, not ruptured. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, some people are looking for being ruptured. You know, oh, the devil. Oh. No, we are raptured. We caught up. We are elevated. Somebody shout hallelujah. All of that are glorious statements. To be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. God catches us up to a higher level. Now, that's at the sound of the trumpet. Now, what do you think the devil thinks? He thinks, oh, if that trumpet blows this year, 2023, my goose is cooked. It's the end. But it becomes a new year, a new season for all of God's chosen ones. Amen? So it becomes a perpetual time. Are we together? But a trumpet, Numbers chapter 10, if you may come with me, tells us why God wanted the trumpet to be blown. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 9. And we're going to explore this a little bit more tomorrow. Numbers 10 and verse 9. He says, and if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, meaning the enemy that has subdued you. Are you with me? The enemy that's keeping you down. He's pressing you down. Then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets. Praise God. And what will happen? And ye shall be remembered. Some say, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God. And ye shall be saved from your enemies. Somebody shout hallelujah. You shall be saved from your enemies. God will remember you. And because God remembers you, you shall be saved from your enemies. That's why God said, this year, I want my people to declare, remember me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're hearing this. Remember what? Remember me. And what will the result of that be? You're going to be saved. Praise God. You're going to be saved from your enemies. And when you are saved from your enemies, you are no longer being oppressed by your enemies. You come to your rest. Somebody shout hallelujah. Lord, remember me and bring me to my rest. Praise God. God is calling us to a rest. Too many are struggling under the oppression of the enemy. And God's saying, I want you to rest. I want you to rest. I want you to come to your rest. Now, how is all of this going to happen? The Lord said something to me. He said, I have been speaking to you for years, again and again and again and again, about what every year is supposed to be for you. He says, and every time I've spoken to you, I have told you that it was starting, but it was not going to end. So whatever it is I said to you in 2013 did not end when 2014 started. It continued on. He says, but I have a thing against you. I'm talking about what the Lord said. You have not engaged my word. I said to the Lord, you're right. We have not continued. You know, the word of the Lord says that you'll be my disciples indeed if you continue in my word. And that word that you continue in will bring you to the truth. John 8. Is that what the word of God says? Before I go into that, the trumpet was to be blown so that God remembers us. But it was also in us recognizing that we need to go to war. And what God is saying to us is, it is time for you to war with the prophetic word I have declared over you. And that's why we are going to put in your hands in the days to come these prophetic words that God has already declared. And tonight we're going to start with those words. We're going to engage those words. Amen? So before I go any further, I want you to rise with me, and we're going to put on the screen the declarations that God had given to us year after year after year after year after year after year. Praise the Lord. Praise God. As you see it, declare it. Unprecedented grace, favor, and possibilities. God has given you and I that year, that season. Praise the Lord. Say it again. It's a year of unprecedented grace, favor, and possibilities. Next one, the year of release. God says, I'm going to release things. I'm going to release you, and I'm going to release things into your hands. Praise the Lord. Then God gave us this word that it was a year of what? Transformation. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's amazing. The year of transformation. God is driving something home. Because the next meeting that we're having is about that. Becoming His image. Hallelujah. Year of transformation. Then God gave us this word. The year of indisputable favor. Do you see that? God repeating Himself. Listen, guys. You know, I told you about grace and favor. Undeniable. Well, let me put it another way. Indisputable favor. Hallelujah. Then He said to us, year of prophetic fulfillment. Oh, my Lord. Year of prophetic fulfillment. Then He said, it's a year of renewal, restoration, revival, and resurrection life. Then He said, it's a year of supernatural fruitfulness and birthing. Praise the Lord. Then He said, a year of the manifestation of the glory of God. Wow. Then He said, it was a year of open doors, the year of the woman. I don't know if you remember that one, the year of the woman. That's when women started popping up in different arenas and men started trying to become women. It's real. No joke. That's exactly what's happening in our world today. What kind of craziness is that? Men wanting to become women. Let's go. The year of covenant establishment. I made you a covenant. I'm going to establish it. Wow. Then He said, a year of restoration and restructuring. I thought He told us about that restoration already before. He says, so all year I've been asking the Lord, I said, Lord, what is the word? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? And finally said, what have you done with what I gave to you? Huh? I said, oh, gee. You've got to engage the word. Paul said to Timothy, he says, fight a good warfare. Amen? Fight a good warfare based on the spiritual declaration, the prophetic word that's gone before you in Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Fight a good fight. Enforce the will of God in your life. 1 Timothy 1 and 18. And then I'll have you sit down. 1 Timothy 1, 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which what? Went before on thee. It went before and on thee, that thou by them, the prophetic word, mightest war a good warfare. Mightest, meaning you have a choice. And God is saying to us, that he wants us to engage his word. The prophetic declarations he's given to us, that we war with those words. That when situations come, you declare, this is my season of restoration, of renewal, of revival. Praise God. God told me, if you're a woman, this is the year of a woman, I'm going to have my breakthrough. Praise God. This is a year of open doors. Glory be to God. Open doors. Doors are not going to be shut on my face. They are open. Glory be to God. You enforce the word of God. You've been charged, meaning you've been commanded. You've been authorized. Sit down. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. What happens when God remembers us? We're saved. We're delivered. Numbers 10 and verse 9. When God remembers me, I am saved from my enemies. What are those enemies? The enemies don't have to be people. The enemy is anything that's trying to stop you from experiencing what God has ordained for you. The enemy is whatever it is that's trying to corrupt whatever God has spoken over your life. The enemy is whatever it is that's trying to steal what God has given to you. The enemy is whatever it is that's trying to hide what God has assigned to you. The enemy can be anything. The enemy can be sickness. It can be a disease. The enemy can be unemployment. The enemy can be an attack on your mind. Can be anything. But whatever it is, when God remembers you, your story changes. Praise God. Remember me. 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 11. Hannah is praying, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction, the oppression, the attack of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Praise the Lord. It says, if you remember me. And then she says, in verse 19, it says, and they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah, and Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord did what? Remembered her. And the net result was that a woman that was barren became fruitful. One of the words the Lord gave to us was that it was a year of birthing and what? Fruitfulness. And when the Lord remembers you and I, that's what happens. The days of being barren cease, and the days of fruitfulness begin. Are you with me? Somebody say, I am fruitful and I'm multiplying. I have dominion and I'm subduing things to the glory of God. I engage the word of the Lord to bring about a manifestation of His perfect will. Praise God. Praise God. That's what God did. God took authority and He commanded light to come out of darkness. And I believe that God is doing the same thing with you and with me today. He's commanding light to come out of darkness. He's commanding whatever it is that's hidden under those waters, the birds to come out, the land to come out, the cattle to come out, the trees to come out. That's exactly what He did. He commanded them to come out of the water. Everything God created. He commanded them to come out. And they came out and were restored as they should be in their rightful place. And then God brought man and gave man charge of it, starting with a garden. His intent was not for the man to stay in the garden all of his life. Hallelujah. The garden was his training spot. That was his school. And then He was going to take that man out of that garden as he multiplied, because the garden would have not occupied been enough space, let's put it that way, for the billions of people. But the garden was going to be recreated everywhere they went. Is somebody listening? What is God wanting us to do? God, who birthed you in heaven, from the heavens in the earth, says that you are seated with Him where? In heavenly places. Why are you seated in heavenly places and you're still here on the earth? So that what you are seeing in the realm of the heavens is reproduced in the earth. Oh, somebody help me here. God wants my eyes to be open to what heaven looks like and manifest that which is in heaven in the earth. That is our Rosh Hashanah. That is our Feast of Trumpets. God declaring it's war time on everything that is in the earth realm to align it to what is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth as it is where? In heaven. God wants you and I to live it out. In fact, so say to your neighbor, in fact, you know what he's talking about? The people of the world should be looking at you and saying, this must be heaven. So when God remembers you, you become fruitful. The days of barrenness cease. Genesis chapter 8. I'm going to read from verse 1 through 9. He says, and God remembered who? God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assurged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. After the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the seventh day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the tenth month, on the first day of the month, where the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth the raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent, praise the Lord, a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground, but the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in into the ark. Bible says, and he stayed yet all the 7 days, and again he sent for the dove out of the ark. Now, hear this. He sent a raven out. The word of God says the waters were abated. The raven didn't come back. He sent a dove out. The dove went, and the dove came back because it did not find a place to rest itself, because the waters were not all abated. Excuse me. I thought the waters were abated. Where did the raven go? Is the raven still flying around? A raven was an unclean bird. And unclean things must die. The dove was the Spirit of God. It doesn't die. Hallelujah. It will return. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. My words, the words that I speak, shall not return back empty-handed. Yeah? Every word that you speak is going to go and is going to come back. But now, why did I bring you to this passage? Verse 1 is very clear. It says, and God remembered Noah. Did you get that? And God remembered who? Noah. And what? Every living thing. Why? Because he wanted to turn the story around. He wanted them to live so that he can proclaim what he proclaimed at the beginning, which was what? Be fruitful. Multiply. What is God wanting to do when he says, tell my people to say, Lord, remember me? So that the same thing can happen again. You know what? The world is going to be flooded with issues. But God wants us to have the grace to have the opportunity, as the wind of his Spirit blows, that there be a pathway for those who call upon him out of a pure spirit. Our focus is not on the world. Our focus has to be that the people of the world look at us and they say, how are they doing it? How are you surviving in this economy? How are you making it with all this craziness happening in the world? And we'll say, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, you and your household. Amen? Is somebody listening? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God wants us to experience that. In verse 15 and 16, and I'll begin to wrap for this evening, because I have some mighty men and of God that will be joining with Mom and I to pray with you tonight. And tomorrow, I'm going to be joined by another set of sons and peers. And they're going to join together, and we're going to pray together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, and God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Go out. This is not about you being sheltered anymore from whatever it is that's out there in the world. I want you to birth a fresh beginning. Hallelujah. God is calling us to demand it. I want you to start birthing everything again. And how does a man start? The man starts out just like Hannah did, with giving sacrifice unto God. He began to sacrifice. He says in verse 17, bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all the flesh, both fowl of the cattle and creeping things, and that or whatever it is that creeps on the earth, and that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They went out and they began the process of replenishing the earth again. And because of Noah and his family, you and I are here. Just like we're here because of Adam and Eve. But remember, everybody connected to Adam and Eve, except for Noah and his family, were all what? Wiped out. Is that true or not? So in a real sense, we can say we all came from Noah. How? Because God remembered him. And God says, I want my people to say it. Lord, remember me. Praise God. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 30, Genesis 30, verse 22 to 25. And God remembered whom? Rachel. And God hearkened to her and did what? Opened her womb. So when God remembers you, not only are you saved from your enemies, God brings you to a place of birthing, of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. And God hearkened to her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bore a son, and said, God had taken away my what? My reproach. And she called his name, what? Joseph. And said, the Lord shall add to me another son. Her fruitfulness brought her to a place of prophetic declaration. Praise God. Guess what? She had a child, but she was not satisfied with just having one. Hallelujah. God wants you to what? Prophesy. Amen? Are you going to prophesy out of your mouth? And if you're going to prophesy, what are you going to prophesy? The word of God. Are you going to employ in agreement the words of God that have already been employed by God for your benefit? Remember this, the angels only hearken to the instruction of that word. They don't listen to anything else. That's what the word of God says to us in the book of Hebrews. God listens to his own words. The angels listen to the words of God. And the words of God are, oh God, I am dying. That's not what his word says. Oh God, I'm dying. No, but God will remember you. Amen? And finally, I'll read you this passage of scripture and we're going to pray. It says in verse 25, and it came to pass, watch this, read it with me, and it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, and it came to pass, say it again, and it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, one more time, and it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said unto Laban, he'd been under oppression all these years, and until Joseph was born, he never said to Laban, I need to get out of here. He stayed under oppression. But when did it change? When God remembered Rachel. So, third thing, when God remembers you, the hunger to change comes about. I am no longer going to stay under bondage. I must get out of here. So say with me, Lord, remember me. Say it again, Lord, remember me. Third time, Lord, remember me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I have two mighty men of God from different parts of the world on the line, and I'm going to engage them now. The first person I'm going to engage tonight to pray for the saints. I've not told them what to pray about, but they've been listening, and they're going to be led by the Spirit of God, and they're going to prophesy the Word of God over your life. Now, as they pray, they might be praying for 2 minutes, they might be praying for 3 minutes, they might pray for 5 minutes. I don't know what they're going to do. But as they pray, and Mama and I are going to wrap up the time of prayer, I want you to be engaged. Amen? I'm going to call on Pastor Peter Uba. Hello, man of God. How are you? You're muted right now. Can you unmute him, please? Speak, let me hear you. I still can't hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, now I can hear you now too.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, I felt deeply led by the Spirit of the Lord to invite you to come and participate in the service tonight. As a servant of the Most High God, I know that God has engaged words inside of you that are not going to be idle. And so I want you to join Mama and I today and proclaim the blessings of God. There are people that are listening all around the world that are participating in this service. And so I'll turn it over to you and to have you pray, and then I'm going to call on another man of God, a dear friend, to pray also. Pastor Peter, go ahead.
Take praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord.
Thank you for inviting us to this very special occasion as we celebrate the Feast of the Trumpets. One thing that is very paramount about this feast is that there are fundamental activities that go on with the feast, including the burnt offerings and sin offerings, the blowing of the trumpets. This set they set the foundation for breakthrough. As it's the first day of the seventh month, that is the Jewish New Year, I'm going to release a prayer, a seven-point prayer for you. I may not have the opportunity to be back here again, but I made sure that I came to this moment because I believe I'm going to release something to you. The last prayer I'm going to pray is going to be a prayer of the healing of your physical body. That means if you are sick, today, your right to be sick will be revoked.
Amen.
After this meeting tonight, the right for you to be sick will be revoked because you will no longer be sick.
Amen.
The first prayer target is this, that God is doing a new thing in your life. And that means that there are certain things that you have been carrying. I mean, carrying like a lot of weight, and God is saying that you should forget the past. That is doing a new thing, Isaiah 43, verse 18. He said, it springs forth, can't you see? Father in heaven, we pray. O God of the heavens and of the earth, the God of mercy and the God of grace, Father, begin a new thing in the lives of your people. Father, make everything new from this day. Let there be a springing forth. And as it springs forth, Father, I pray, may they perceive it. Yes. Father, make a way in the deserts and a stream, oh God, in the wasteland for your people. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. On a second note, there is a release of grace. Grace to do the work God has called you to do. Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 and 9, and God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having it all you need to be abound in good work. Father, I pray for the anointing of grace be released upon your people. The grace, the divine enablement for them to go forth and fulfill their divine destiny in Christ. As they run this race, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God of open door, this is the third target prayer. He said, I hold the key of David to open doors that no man can shut. Precious Father, I pray, let there be open doors, doors of faith, for them to go forth to declare the goodness of your grace, doors of faith to manifest your name and your power, doors of faith. Oh God, for favor to rest upon them as they go forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And there is a season of destiny recovery that you have entered into. As Joel chapter 2 tells us that the canker worm, what it has stolen, it's a time to recover. Father, I pray, let there be a recovery of all that the canker worm, the palmer worm has stolen. Father, let it be a time, a season of restoration for your people. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, precious Father, as Ephesians chapter 1, 5 says, it says, God will open the eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your heart, that you may know, have revelation knowledge, that you may know the purpose for which he has called you. Precious Lord, oh God of the heavens and of the earth, open the spirit of your people, open their heart, oh God, that they may know the divine reason why they are here on earth, that they may fulfill their destiny in you. Amen. Father, we give you praise. I pray, oh God, the prayer of Jabez over them. Father, expand their territory. Amen. Let there be a bursting forth. Amen. Oh, you barren woman that has never born a child. Amen. Let there be a bursting out, oh God, of joy, of the blessings of the Lord in the household. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Finally, before I pray this last prayer, I'll give these two testimony to prepare you to receive your breakthrough of your healing. Many years ago, I was in Texas. A man was given 60 days to live. He was in a wheelchair. One of my pastors said I should come and pray for him. I said, I will go and pray for him. By the time my next meeting, he will be there, not on a wheelchair. We went to his house, saw him in a wheelchair, got him up, took a few steps, had him sit on the couch. Then I prayed, I ministered him for only 5 minutes, and I said, stand up on your feet. And the man he stood up on his feet, and he began to walk.
Praise the Lord.
He began to walk. This is a current testimony I'm saying right now. A 7-year-old girl that literally died last year, November. Her father is a medical doctor. Her mother is an orthodontist. My wife went to attend to this child, and they were Muslim. The mother said she was going to kill herself if she couldn't, her daughter could not leave. You're waiting for her to pull the plug. And my wife opened up the message of Christ to her. The mother said, if God will heal her daughter, she will do anything for God. My wife came home and told me, I said, honey, do you have a number? She said, no. I said, I need a number. So she will get it about 4 days later. I said, no. If you wait till 4 days later, she will be dead. I got a number the next day. I called her and I said, I have not called to proselytize to you. I'm calling so that I'll pray for you so that God will heal your daughter. The next morning, we went to the hospital. Got there. This longer was dead. And I finished praying. I said, we have gone to pull her out from the powers of death.
Hallelujah.
I said, your daughter will not die. It will leave. Hallelujah. She will leave. By the next day, the catheter she was on was removed. She began to urinate by herself. The following day, they said they're going to do surgery on the girl. I said, no, they don't need to do any surgery. She's fine. When they came to do the surgery, they found out that she does not need to do any surgery. They stopped the surgery.
Hallelujah.
A week later, the mother gave her life to Christ. The father gave her life to Christ.
Hallelujah.
A few days later, in the hospital, while I was praying for the child, the mother received the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The father, a medical doctor, received the Holy Spirit. They fell on the floor in the hospital. To cut long story short, many souls have been saved through her ministry.
Hallelujah.
And she is now preaching the gospel. The wife is a medical practitioner. She is preaching Jesus to his clients.
Hallelujah.
The last testimony he gave to us, he said, I'm just a medicine man. He reminds them, said, do you know your roots? Do you believe in Jesus? A doctor is telling a client, a patient, go back to your roots. As I speak to you today, the 8-year-old girl is at home.
Praise God.
And the mother and the father, they are taking care of her. If you are sick now, place your hand right there where you need God to heal you. Have I not said it? Will I not fulfill it? I'm not a man that I should lie, or the son of man that I should change my mind. His word says, and he sent for this word, and his word has healed thee and delivered thee from the grave. Christ was telling Martha, John 11, Lazarus was already buried. And Martha was walking in unbelief. And Christ said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Bible says, if any two or three agree on earth as to touching anything, whatever they ask for shall be given unto them.
Amen.
Now, lay your hands right there, whatever you need, power of God to touch you. For God is spirit, and faith cometh by hearing. As you're hearing the sound of my voice, the anointing is going forth right now to bring deliverance to your body.
Amen.
To your mind. Whatever report that has been given concerning your health, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cancel the reports now. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I take authority over every form of affliction over your body. I nullify them now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Whatever the pain may be, I cause that pain. And I command that pain to cease, to exist in your body.
Amen.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Every form of affliction, of sickness, of disease over you, I take authority over it. I nullify them now by the Jesus power and authority of his name.
Amen.
Father, I give you praise as the word declares, and you were bruised for our transgressions. You were crushed for our iniquities. It is the punishment that brought us peace was upon you. And by your stripes, we are healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray in the name that is above every name.
Mm.
Lord, let your mighty healing power let your mighty healing power, let it flow from the top of their head. Let it flow into every organ in their body, their livers, oh God, their heart, their kidney, oh God. But touch it by the power of your name, but I strengthen every organ in their body. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Let that same anointing, that same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, let it flow into every fiber of their being. Father, I pray, strengthen them by the power of your name and of your spirit. We
amen.
Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer, and we say yes and amen. Yes
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Yes and
amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much for leading in prayer for the saints. As you prayed the confessions and the things that God has called us to engage, things that he declared over his people all these years. And he's calling us once again to engage those words. Amen? We're going to make certain that you have the opportunity to do so. We're going to hand sheets of all of the prophetic declarations to you. Thank you so very much, Pastor Uba, for just ministering the word of the Lord. At this time, I'm going to call on another servant, another son of the Most High God, a very dear friend, Pastor Wayne Haywood, to join us in this time of prayer and the proclamation of the word of the Lord. Is Pastor Haywood there? Wayne Haywood? Can you pin him, please?
You have Pastor Uba still on there. I know I was informed that Pastor Wayne was on the line. Just his iPhone. Pastor Wayne, are you there? Can you turn your video on, if possible? There you are. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you speak so we know if your audio is on? Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Do we need to turn his audio on from this end, or
are you hearing me now, Bishop?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing, okay, my friend?
On top of the world. Good evening, Bishop Mike, Pastor Maria, and to the powerful Glory and Peace Church in Canada.
Amen.
What an honor to be with you.
It's such an honor having you today. You know, the Lord was very clear that he wanted me to invite other sons to speak and pray prophetically as they're directed by the Spirit of the Lord. And certainly it's an honor to have you as one who is a servant of the Lord. You have been with the Lord many years. You've gone through many experiences, challenges, but God has made you one who is more than a conqueror. And his words are in you. There are words that God put inside of you that are meant to be released this particular Rosh Hashanah. And I invite you to engage those words and pronounce them prophetically, and the people of God will run with those prophetic declarations. So I turn it back over to you, and I'm going to ask Mama to come next, and she's going to pray and do the same, and I will wrap up.
Amen. Again, an honor to be with you. What a powerful word and insight that you have brought to the whole conference. Those of you who are present and those of us who are online, what a powerful, inciting, encouraging word. And on this, as we celebrate the Feast of Trumpet, and I'm listening and looking at your team, you alluded to a word that is our Rhema word for the year, John 8, 31, 32, and verse 36 in particular. And this is the Rhema word that the Lord gave to me for 23. And he said, the Lord wants you free in 2023. John 8, 36. And Bishop alluded to it in verse 31 and 32, which is the point of reference, the word for our ministry. And Jesus addressing an audience of believers like those of you who are present and online. And he said to them, if you who believe in me, continue in my word. Continue. Maintain without interruption my word. Then are you my disciples indeed. I own you now. And you will know the truth. And the truth that you know is what will set you free. And he reiterated in verse 36. And he said, if the Son therefore sets you free, you will be free indeed. And so that's our prophetic Rhema for 23. And I believe the Lord wants you free tonight.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, wherever you are. This is this word. And he gave me a word a couple days ago now. And I'm going to factor that in as Bishop asked me to declare the Rhema word. John 15 and verse 7 now. He said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, if there is a divine connection, If you remain, if you abide, if you stay, if you endure, all of that is contained in abiding. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you will. Adonai, I come tonight upon the validity and the authority of the word of the Lord that you spoke into my heart a few days ago. You said, as I was petitioning you and reminding you and calling upon you, as Bishop alluded to tonight, you said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you want. You will ask what you want. What do you want, my brothers and sisters? What do you want as we embark on this new year? This spiritual significance of the Feast of Trumpets. What do you want? What do you want? It's all about you. What do you want? We heard Bishop speak tonight. What do you want? He remembered. He remembered. He remembered you. What do you want? He said, you will ask what you want, and it shall be done. And Joel declared in Joel 2, verse 1 and in verse 15, he said, blow the trumpet. I come to blow the trumpet tonight in Zion, Anamama, in glory and grace and glory, glory and peace church tonight. I come to blow the trumpet, and sound an alarm on the holy mountain. Let the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, and it is nigh at hand. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is coming back very soon. He said, blow the trumpets again in verse 15. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. My Father, I thank you for Bishop Mike and Pastor Maria for calling this solemn assembly to blow the trumpet in Zion, to blow the trumpet in Canada, and let it echo across the nations of the earth. Father, I come and I bring to you, call you to remembrance of your word in Amasa on this new year, this spiritual new year, in glory and peace and Anamama, and in the nation of Israel, Zion, as it were, this feast of trumpets, we sound the alarm on the holy mountain. If we abide in you, my brothers and sisters, lift your hand in the house of the Lord. In glory and peace, just lift your hands. If you abide in me and this word tonight abide in you, ask what you want tonight. Father, I come in agreement with my brothers and sisters, with Bishop Mike, Pastor Maria. What do they want in the new year? You reminded him of all the words that you've spoken over the last 10 years or so, and you reminded him of those words. Those words are still operable. Those words are still in operation, dangling perhaps to be fulfilled, those that have not yet been fulfilled. And we come tonight to declare a new sounding of the alarm, because you are coming very soon, Lord Jesus, and you want your people to be prepared. You want them to be ready. What do you want, Kimbrokosa? If you abide in me, I decree and declare tonight that everyone under the sound of my voice in this conference tonight will abide in you, Adonai. Yes, Lord Jesus, they will remain. They will stay. Kabrokoko. They will stand the test of time. They will withstand all that the enemy will throw at them in this final hour of the times we're living in, these perilous times, these dangerous days, these evil days. I decree and declare that they will stand, they will remain connected to the vine. Lord, if you abide in me, remain in the vine, remain in me, and I in you. Lord, I declare that this word that they've heard tonight will remain. I declare this word will take root in them and remain and will stay, and it will steady them in these last days. Hallelujah. Father, and I decree and declare, whatever you ask Adonai tonight in the name of his son Jesus, he will give it to you. I decree, Lord, and declare declare that the rest of this year will be the best of this year for you.
Amen,
because you are remaining, you Amen. Are abiding in this Amen. Word that you have heard tonight. Mm. And the Lord is watching over his word to perform it, and it will come to pass.
Yes.
So I set you free in the name of Jesus upon
Amen.
The authority given to me as an apostle. I set you free. This
Amen.
Word goes forth as eucalyptus winds in the spirit, and I'm as a nuclear bomb and devastate every bomb, every plan, every pathway of the enemy, explode every move, every obstacle from the path of your people, and let it be fulfilled in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we come and we give you praise in advance for what you will do in the lives of your people. Let this beginning night be the beginning or change, change which is contained in 23. Change in the life of every one of your people.
Yes,
under the
Lord.
Sound of my voice, I declare change to come to you in your family life.
Amen.
Change to come to you in your spiritual life. Change
Amen.
To come to you in your business. Change in your finances.
Dude, Lord.
Change in your prayer life. Change in your life. You rise up now in a new level of authority, and you will sound the alarm on the holy mountain. You will declare the word of the Lord, and it will come to pass in these last days. And Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks, and we thank you for the testimonies that will come forth as you confirm your words with signs following. I bless Bishop Mike and Pastor Maria. I bless this conference, Glory and Peace Church. I bless this conference, Father, and I declare that no word spoken under the anointing will fall to the ground, but it must come to pass
amen.
In Jesus' name. And everybody say, let me hear you shout a great big amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands, all you people, and give him some praise. Come on, shout.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What a powerful prayer. You know, man of God, the next feast is a feast of atonement, Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur is a feast of Sukkot. And the feast of Sukkot, God declared the message, the theme is about abiding grace, the ability to abide, staying power. And you proclaimed that as you were declaring it. I say, wow, look at God. Look at God, what God is doing. God is doing a great thing. Hallelujah. Before Mama comes on, and thank you so very much, Pastor Wayne. It's past your bedtime, I know.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm still up. Don't worry. No bedtime yet.
Hallelujah. I would like the trumpet to be blown again. The trumpet of the Lord, and as the trumpet is being blown, you don't have to blow the 100 notes. Just blow a few, and Mama is going to come, and she's going to lead in prayer. The word of God says to us that when the trumpet is blown, it is the blowing as a marshal to war. And secondly, that God will remember, hallelujah, and will be delivered from the oppressor, will be saved from our enemies. As the trumpet is blown, I want you to get ready to war with the words of the Lord. Amen? War with the words of the Lord. Whatever word the Lord places in your spirit, I want you to war with those words as Mama leads us in prayer. And while we embark on this, I'm going to have on the screen once again, not the slates that we had before, but the one page declarations that we're going to hand into your hands, so that if you don't know what to pray, you can at least engage those words, those prophetic words that you've heard tonight and the words that you've heard in the past. and begin to fight with it. Take that sword and begin to cut off every obstacle out of your way. Amen? Praise the Lord. We fight a good warfare by the prophetic words that have gone ahead of us. And it's on us. Amen? Hallelujah. If you have that information, just put it on the screen so that people are refreshed in their minds. And I'm going to have Mama come and lead us in our time of prayer. And when I wrap up, those of us that are here will continue on past those that are on YouTube. We'll cut off from those on YouTube. We'll stay with those on Zoom. And we are going to exercise something that happens at this time of the year. Jews today are eating apple and honey and other things, but we're just going to do the apple and the honey to declare fruitfulness and sweetness for our new year. Amen? Praise God. It's a celebration. A feast is always a time of celebration. Amen? So as the trumpet is being blown, I want you to begin. This is your time to join in. If you can put those words on the screen, it's your turn to begin to intercede forcefully. Declare whatever it is that you want to see happen in your life. Declare the prophetic words that have been sent ahead of us for years. Engage those words. Amen? And then Mama is going to lead us in prayer, and then I'm going to wrap. Pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Lift your voice before the Lord. Lift up voice before the Lord. Maradu shekete brata kaha. Thank you, Lord, that you have declared over our lives unprecedented favor, and you've declared possibilities for us. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We declare your release. We declare transformation. We declare indisputable favor. We declare, oh God, that we are crossing over in the name of Jesus. We're crossing over and experiencing prophetic fulfillment. We give you praise, Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for renewal. Thank you, Lord, for restoration. Thank you, Lord, for revival. Thank you, Lord, for resurrection life. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that once an underdog, but now we are rising up and we are winning in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural fruitfulness and birthing. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that your manifested glory, oh God, has been manifested, oh God, in our lives. Oh, thank you, Lord, for open doors in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for open doors. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for covenant establishment. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for restoration and restructuring, for change in every area. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs and for your abundant grace in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Remember us, Lord. Remember me. Remember me, Lord. 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 Remember me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Mama's mic, please. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest. First, I want to thank God for this brand new year.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Somebody shout Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Means the head of the year.
Yes.
So God has made you head and you will forever remain head.
Amen.
I want to thank God for Apostle, Father of the House, and all our big men of God, Pastor Peter Oba, Apostle Dr. John Pastor Haywood, Wayne Haywood. I'm giving you a brand new name because you were ministering from John, so praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We want to thank God for the words we've heard tonight already. If you can just talk that deep in your spirit and declare every single one of them starting today, before the end of this year, everything you are declaring shall come to pass.
Amen.
In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Word of God says, if we continue, so the key is to continue. Don't declare tonight only and then go home and forget it. Continue, continue, continue. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm just going to reread the two scriptures from what Apostle shared. Those were the scriptures in my heart, especially remember God. I've been asking God, what should we pray about today? He just said, keep declaring, remember me. That's his word. So it's a time of remembrance. Mm. We remembering God, God remembering us.
Amen.
But the most important, let him remember us.
Yes.
Amen. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Remember me.
Remember me.
A lot of us have been waiting for special things to happen. And some people have been waiting for years, decades and decades. And some are just almost like giving up. May you not give up.
Amen.
May the Lord remember you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go back to our scripture, theme scripture, which is Numbers, what? 10. You should memorize it because every year we read this. 10:9. So can you please put it back up? He said, if you do what? Go to war. You cannot just sit and fold your hand and expect things to change. You must engage. Somebody say, I will engage.
I will engage.
You must war. War is bloody. War is not fun. But when you have victory, it becomes fun. Somebody say, my victory time has come.
My victory time has come.
Say, my victory time has come.
My victory time has come.
You know,
come.
You can lose a war before you start, or you can win the war before you start.
That's right.
Because of your mindset. So your mind is going to be stayed on the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3. So put that up and then come back to this again. 26:3. Isaiah 26:3. I'll keep you in perfect peace, so I'm just waiting so we can read it. Say, thou, we keep him. Who is the thou?
Peace.
God himself. Yeah. We keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Do verse 4 with it.
Trust ye in the Lord.
Verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord
for
how long?
Forever.
For how long?
Forever.
Some people say, I'm tired of waiting. Forever. Forever has not completed. So you must continue. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I will continue.
I will continue.
I will continue my journey with the Lord.
I will continue my
For
journey.
The Lord Jehovah
For the Lord
is Jehovah's everlasting strength.
Everlasting
Hallelujah.
Strength.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
For everlasting
For
strength.
My everlasting strength. Say, yes. Jehovah. It's my everlasting strength.
My
so back to our theme scripture again, and then we're going to declare some things. Back to Numbers, what? 10:9. Yeah. That should be talked down in your spirit. Amen? And if you do what? Go to war in your land. Where you stay. You don't need to wait for war. It comes to you. So take back your territory.
Amen.
Take back your city.
Amen.
Take back your family.
Hallelujah.
Take back your ministry.
Amen.
Take back your finance.
Amen.
Take back your business.
Take
back your family.
Take
back your spouse.
Take
back your children.
Take
back whatever it is, your siblings.
Thank you, Lord.
Take it back.
Take it back. I take it back. I take it back.
Somebody say, I'm going to war.
I'm going to war.
Well, like I said, you've won the battle before you start, or you lose it before you start. An athlete wins the race before they start because they've seen themselves cross the finish line.
Amen.
You're going to see the Lord will remember you.
Lord, remember me.
Now say, Lord,
Lord,
remember me.
Remember me.
I don't know if you're going to wait for another 5 years for him to remember you. Let him remember you now.
Amen.
Say amen. Say, Lord, remember me now.
Lord, remember me now.
All right, let me just finish reading. Let's read it together and then we'll continue. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets. Where? Brother Byron has sounded a lot of trumpet sound tonight.
Amen.
They're sounding it in Israel. They're sounding it all over the world. So the trumpets have been blown. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you shall remember what? You shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Somebody say, I'm saved.
I am saved.
From all my enemies.
From all my enemies.
From all my enemies.
From all my enemies.
Me and my household.
Me and my household.
We are saved.
We are saved.
From all our enemies.
From all our enemies.
Where your enemies are the one in trouble, not you.
In Jesus' name.
Say amen.
Amen.
I have never seen God woke up today and say, I'm so much in trouble. So say goodbye to troubles.
Goodbye to trouble.
Goodbye to troubles.
Goodbye to trouble.
I think some of you are waiting for some kind of prayer. I'm already praying. You declare and decree. It is a done deal. You join
Jesus
God and say
name.
What he says. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
I'm redeemed. I'm delivered.
I'm delivered from all troubles.
I'm set free.
I don't know what your trouble is.
And a blessing.
Sickness, disease,
Kato
not able to pay your bills, mortgage, not sleeping at night. I don't know what it is. Or sleeping at daytime, whatever your sleeping mode is. Say, I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Say, I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Say, I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
What about your city? Your neighborhood is full of crimes.
Lord.
You can't sleep. Why don't you deal with those enemies? Those demons that have moved into your neighborhood, you tell them, this is my territorial quarters.
In the name of
Jesus.
There's
peace in this neighborhood.
There's peace in this neighborhood. Marada baba shakata tabaka. Ye de rebro santole mashi.
Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
Lord, remember me.
Lord, remember me.
Let's go back to Matthew, and then we're really going to talk what we need to talk. You know, you talk, you speak. Silence does not work in this type of thing. You must speak. Say amen.
Amen.
You must declare. Nobody knows the heart of a king until the king speaks. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Nobody knows the heart of a president or a prime minister until they declare and say, this is what we're doing. And once they say it, it becomes. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice is living in a country. Whatever they say in that country, in the leadership of that country, that's what guides that country. But God says, have dominion. That's the message you heard tonight. Dominion over all dimensions.
Amen.
Air, land, and water, everything that moves. Everything that moves. Everything that moves is movable. Move them to where you want them. Stay within your boundaries.
In the name of Jesus. Barosikataya.
We're going to ask God to remember our children. Little kids now are being taught garbage in the schools. Are you going to take it or you're going to change it?
Change it.
Let's get our words to be employed. Back to Matthew 36. Don't forget the scripture. Matthew 12:36. I'm waiting. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
The word we learned tonight is what?
Argos.
Jesus. It's quiet again in this Presbyterian church. Idol, what did you learn? What was the meaning of idol word again?
Lazy, unemployed.
Unemployed. Lazy, unemployed. When you don't remember the word of God, you are lazy. Tell your neighbor, don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy.
Tell yourself, don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy, Michael.
Yeah, the Bible says, awake you that sleepeth. Tell your spirit, wake up.
Wake up.
And get with the program.
Get with the program.
Yeah, the program right now is God's going to remember us. All our enemies are going to vamoose.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
That's what's on the agenda. And so shall it be.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Every idle word. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. We're not going to have lazy words.
Amen.
We're going to have words that are powerful.
Amen.
We're going to declare the decrees of the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord says, I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
And the Lord says, He's remembering me right now.
Hallelujah.
Decision has been made today. Today, September 15, 2023. Decision has been made that God remembers me.
Amen.
He made that decision. It is written.
Yes.
It is written.
Hallelujah.
So you're going to begin to speak. Send your word now to employ them to go to work. He sent his word. That's what the word says. He sent his word and delivered them. May the word that's coming out of your mouth, the word of the Lord, be sent now to deliver you and your family.
In the name of Jesus.
Instead of complaining and say, I'm not getting a breakthrough, you will get a breakthrough.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. May you be free. Be free. Be free. Be free.
I am free.
Be free.
In the name of
be
Jesus.
Free.
I am
be
free.
Free.
I am free.
Be free.
I am free.
Somebody say, I'm free.
I am free.
Somebody say, I'm free.
I am free.
Somebody say, I'm free.
I am free.
The Lord has delivered me.
The Lord has delivered,
the Lord has delivered me.
Me.
The Lord has remembered me.
The Lord has remembered me.
The Lord has remembered me. You are not going to have a negative testimony that you have been stuck for decades and decades and decades and paralyzed and paralyzed. But
Jesus.
You're going to have a testimony that you are free.
Free.
You are free.
Free.
You are free. You're not going to continue to hear free. Other people's testimonies free. And then your testimony is still in the darkness. You are out of darkness and you are
Jesus.
Into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Not only into his marvelous light, you've been made light.
Amen.
Your testimony has come.
Amen.
My testimony has come.
My testimony has come.
My testimony has come.
My testimony has come.
You will show the proof. You will have a proof testimony in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I have proof.
I have proof.
I have proof that the Lord has remembered me. The Lord remembered Cornelius. May he remember you. May he remember you. The Lord remembered Hannah. May he remember you. It got to a point that money is not anything anymore to Hannah, because the Bible says Elkanah gave generously to Hannah. She had money to buy anything, to do anything she wants, but that was no longer her issue. The issue that's been troubling you in your issue, the issue in your tissue, may that issue in your tissue be extracted out
in the name of
Jesus. In the name of
extracted in me. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
No,
some people were just set free there. Somebody say, I'm free.
I am free.
Somebody say, I'm free.
I am free.
Somebody say, I'm free.
I am free.
There are things only you and God knows about yourself. You might look like you are shining out there, but behind the scene, you are crying, and you are bent over, and you are hurting deeply, and you are still pretending. May that spirit of pretense be broken off your life today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord remember you.
Amen.
That you'll be able to stand up straight and say, look what the Lord has done.
Yes.
I used to be that, but I'm no longer that.
Amen.
I am a brand new person. It's
Hallelujah.
A brand new year. Brand
Hallelujah.
New year.
Hallelujah.
Brand new year.
Hallelujah.
Brand new day.
Hallelujah.
Brand new day.
Hallelujah.
Full of God's mercy.
Yes,
full
Lord.
Of God's glory.
Yes, Lord.
Full of God's goodness.
Yes,
full of God's truth.
Amen.
Full of God's blessings.
Amen.
You are a child of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
A son of the living God.
Oh God,
that's who you are.
Amen.
A daughter of the living God. We've been made sons. Because we believe in him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
We are not becoming sons. We have been made sons.
Yes.
We are now sons.
Amen.
We are now sons.
Amen.
We are now sons.
Amen.
We are those people that are fruitful.
Mm.
Somebody say, I'm fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I'm fruitful.
I am fruitful.
I'm multiplying.
I'm multiplying.
Everything. I don't know what God has given your assignment of life. You will be fruitful.
Amen.
Your life assignment. Mm. You will be fruitful.
Amen.
You will have dominion.
Amen.
In the Very name of Jesus. Truth. Your nightmare days are gone. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, remember me.
Lord, remember me. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 All those demonic influence. You've been saved. You've given your life to Jesus. You are living two type of life. One foot in the kingdom, one foot in the world, one foot in darkness, one foot in light. The yo-yo kind of life, today I command it to cease.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Take a step over and enter him. Abide in him.
Amen.
The Lord has guaranteed his part. He said, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost will come and make their abode.
Yes.
So make a decision right now to abide in him.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
Cause me.
Cause
to
me.
Really set my affection on you.
Set my affection on you.
Cause me,
cause me
to keep my mind,
keep my mind
stayed on you,
stayed on you,
instead of problems,
instead of issues.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
A lot of people being free right now from their head. I see a lifting, that pressure, those problems, those confusion and heaviness is lifted off your head.
Amen.
Lifted off your mind.
Amen.
Somebody say, my mind is free.
My mind is free.
The Lord has remembered me.
The Lord has remembered
me. The Lord has remembered me.
The Lord has remembered
me.
The Lord has remembered me.
Whatever your issue is, you know what it is. Tell God to remember you.
Yes.
Think on it now. And speak it, that the Lord will remember. Everybody's need is different. But there's more than enough supply from Jesus. For my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. by Christ Jesus. The answer is present. This is a new day.
Thank you, Lord.
This is a new day. Deliverance from all enemies.
Thank you, Lord.
That breakthrough is here.
Amen.
That debt will be paid for.
Amen.
In full.
Amen.
And you will no longer be in debt.
Amen.
When God sets you free, you are free. Don't go back.
Amen.
Don't go back to having debt.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of you have no control over your credit cards. May you be free from it today.
Amen.
If you have to go and put it somewhere and not use it, then do so.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands up and say, I'm free.
I'm free.
From all debt.
From all debt.
Don't get tired. Don't get weary. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
You know, anytime we talk about money or issues with money, all of a sudden, instead of the Holy Ghost rising, you start seeing people fizzling. May you not be that person.
In Jesus' name.
Money is not your God.
Amen.
God is God.
Amen.
Somebody say, money.
Money.
It's not my God.
Not my God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is God.
God is
You're telling God to remember you.
Remember me, Lord.
Put that bill and tell him to remember it.
Lord, remember.
Put that child and say, God, remember.
Remember.
You heard the testimony from Pastor Peter Oba tonight.
Remember.
The little 8-year-old, God remembered her.
Thank you, Lord.
They were not Christian when God remembered. God's mercy override.
Thank you, Lord.
May God's mercy override your religion today.
Amen.
May God's mercy override every preconceived notion about who you think God is. God, remember me.
Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
Remember me.
Can you cry out to the Lord to remember you?
Lord, remember me.
Lord, remember me.
Lord, remember me.
There are a lot of families that are suffering unnecessarily.
Lord, remember me.
Say, Lord, remember them.
Lord, remember them.
Say it like your family.
Lord, remember them.
Lord, remember them.
Lord, remember them.
Some are going through nightmare behind the scene. Lord, remember them.
Lord, remember them.
Now say, Lord, remember me.
Lord, remember me.
And my family.
And my family.
And my ministry.
And my ministry.
And my business.
And my business.
And my household.
And my household.
And my health.
And my health.
Some people are battling sickness for so long.
Lord, remember me.
Lord. Say, Lord,
remember me.
Your body is a temple of the living God. It's not a temple of sickness and disease.
Amen.
Somebody say,
I am
the temple of the Holy Ghost.
The temple of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say it again so that your body will respond.
Hallelujah.
My body
is a temple
of the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
And Holy Ghost doesn't get sick. He just moves upon every chaotic thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Genesis 1. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 1, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and darkness and chaos was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord did what? Moved upon the waters. And God said, let there be light. Every chaotic dark thing, everything that does not belong, everything that is out of order, every disorder, every disease, Spirit of the living God, move. Somebody shout, let there be light.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
And Bible say, and there was light.
Amen.
Light has come to your family.
Amen.
This is the year of light.
Amen.
year of open door,
yes.
Year of multiple grace,
yes.
All grace abounding,
yes.
Year of favor,
yes.
Supernatural favor,
yes.
Supernatural signs and wonders,
yes.
Miracles happening on a
yes.
daily basis,
yes.
Testimonies upon testimonies,
yes.
The glory of God visiting,
yes.
The Lord remembering,
yes.
The impossibilities have become possible, mm. Financial breakthrough,
mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your Joseph will come forth.
Amen.
Your Joseph will come forth.
Amen.
Double fruitfulness.
Amen.
Not just fruitfulness, double fruitfulness.
Amen.
It shall come to pass.
Amen.
It shall come to pass.
Amen.
It shall come to pass.
Amen.
The Lord has remembered.
Amen.
And glory came.
Amen.
May glory come upon you and your household.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray the prayer of closing. But the prayer of closing is going to be connected to what we are going to do now. I'm going to employ Deacon Byron to help us one more time. In Numbers chapter 10 and verse 10. Numbers 10 and verse 10. The word of God says, connecting with the blowing of the trumpet, it says, also in the day of your gladness. Someone say, this is my day of gladness because I am delivered and I'm saved. The Lord has remembered me. And then it says, and in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, hallelujah, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your what? Burnt offerings. And over the sacrifices of your what? Peace offerings. That they may be to you for a memorial before your God. When you're a memorial, when you see the memorial, you remember. And God is saying that when the trumpet is being blown over our giving, God remembers us. He says, I am the Lord your God. I'm going to remember you. And the Bible says about Cornelius that God remembered Cornelius because of his giving. Amen? And remember what the word of God said to us about giving not sparingly, but giving how? Abundantly. Yes? And that the word abundantly is the word eulogia. Hallelujah. That our offering will speak. Amen? This is a time of giving offerings that speak to God. That God causes God to remember. Hallelujah. Hezekiah says, remember me, Lord. When death was pronounced over him, he says, remember me. Remember what I did? Today we're going to give memorial givings that will cause God to always look and remember us because of our giving. Amen? Hallelujah. So at this time, I want you to bring that special gift, that offering that God has commanded you to release in His presence. Those of you that are online, you can do that. And as the offering is being released, I want you to hear the blowing of the trumpet of the shofar. Because it declares God remembering us and God remembering our offering. Amen? Whatever it is, and know that God will forever impact your life with His goodness. He said, at this time, don't come to me empty-handed. Go ahead, be blowing, whether I'm talking or not, doesn't matter. Thank you.
The information for your giving is on your screen. Or go to gloryandpeace.com, to our website, and you can use that also. Say with me, Lord, remember me. Receive my offering. Father, speak for me. Hallelujah. Now say to your offering, offering, speak for me. Lord, remember me and send your word. Deliver me from every destruction. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Say it one more time. Lord, remember me. Again, Lord, remember me. Amen. Praise God. Receive your miracle. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your servants. I speak your word of blessing over them. Your word says in the Psalms that you declared the decree of the Father. You said what the Father said. And the declaration of the Father was this: Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son. Lord, I declare the decree. I am your son. I am your son. And by your grace, I represent you well. Thank you, Father, for the grace to live the life of the Son. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to cut off from those that are online on YouTube and Facebook at this time. But let me just say a quick hello to those that are on Zoom.